Hello, and welcome to my podcast. My name's Erin, and today we'll be visiting the subject of sexual content in the media. For many, it's their only source of education, but for others, it's a source that's feeding their addiction and harming their personal relationships. We're going to dive into some personal stories from my friend Irene and examples to examine just how much the content is influencing us. To start, I asked Irene, whose name has been changed for privacy purposes, some personal questions about her experience with sexual content in the media. Here are her responses. What is your experience with sexual content in the media?
Well, I watch a lot of movies, and in a lot of the movies that I watch, there's definitely a lot of sex scenes and nudity in a lot of the movies that I watch. Even the PG-13 ones now, I feel like definitely have nudity in them.
Has sexual content ever affected one of your personal relationships, and if so, how?
The only relationship I can really think of it affecting is my family relationship. I know whenever we like to watch a lot of movies together, and whenever we sit down to watch it, there's usually a sexual encounter of some sort in a movie, so then it obviously gets really awkward and tense, but that's about it.
Do you believe that porn is educational or helpful?
I honestly don't think sexual content in social media is that educational at all, because what we're seeing is like behind the screens and not real life, and everything has been paused or like critiqued and made to look easier than and like more not awkward than it actually is. It's like glorified. It's not actually educational or realistic.
What is your opinion on the use of porn in relationships? Is it ever a good idea?
I personally don't think it's beneficial at all. I wouldn't say it's not healthy or is healthy, but definitely not beneficial, because that's just not what I want in a relationship. I definitely know some people think it's beneficial for theirs, but I feel like there's no really if it's healthy or not. I think it really depends on who you are, but I think for the most part, like, I think it's not really beneficial.
Do you think the sexual content portrayed in the media affects our personal self-esteem? How so?
I feel like sexual content in the media really deteriorates our self-esteem, because we're not seeing the real thing, I guess. And personally, it's made me really self-conscious about that kind of stuff, and it makes me nervous about that kind of stuff when I really shouldn't be, because I have this idea in my head of what I see on the screen, and I feel like that's how it's supposed to be when it's not ever like that.
Do you think sex is sold too much in the media?
I definitely think sex is sold way too much in the media, especially to the youth, because we have so much access to it and it's easy access. And everywhere we look, there's some sort of innuendo or there's a billboard, and we can't really just look away from that. We can't get away from it, and I think we're just exposed to it too much.
Why do we place so much importance on sex in our society?
I really think sex is so important in our society because even though it's seen as taboo, every couple is expected to like have sex in order to be happy and stay together, because that's what's portrayed in the media, which really is not true, because obviously some people don't want to have sex, but it's shown so much everywhere that that's the idea that's planted in people's heads. And that's putting this idea in youth's minds that that's what a couple is supposed to be like and supposed to do. But that's not, like, it doesn't have to be, like, a cookie-cutter relationship like that.
Though this is only one perspective, we can see through Irene's answers that the abundance of sexual content in the media has an adverse effect on relationships. It's time that we see this subject as a growing issue in our society and take some action against it.